Coach Case, it's year two for you, MCC Golf. You're going to kick your fall season off coming up here this week. And what about this version of MCC Golf? You got some returnees, got some new faces. I'm sure you're liking your team. Those guys, I'm sure, worked their tails off in the summertime to get ready for the fall season, didn't they?
Yeah, we have two returners this year, Cole and Xander, and then five freshmen. So we're really young this year. But all the guys are driven, the talent's there. We shot 300 just the other week, just when the guys went out and played. So obviously the talent's there. It's just going to be the first couple events with those five freshmen getting kind of the nerves off the table and kind of adjusting to college golf.
As far as your two sophomores, Cole and Xander, playing a lot in fall and the spring, and experienced guys, and those guys will kind of help lead the way for this team, I'm sure, in the fall and the spring season, won't they?
Yeah, for sure. Cole had some struggles last spring, but he's been working the hardest I've ever seen him work over the summer to kind of get back to the form he was in the fall last year. So I'm excited for him, and I know Xander did some work over the summer too, and it'll be good to have him back and competing.
How about your five freshmen? Talk about them a little bit. Five new faces, I'm sure will do some great things for this team again in both the fall and the spring season.
Yeah, we got two international kids, one Lewis from Taiwan, another from Belgium. He's Joaquim. Jalen Collicott, a local kid, played on the high school team here. He's been looking a lot better in practice so far this year. Jeb Castens, he's from Atwood, Kansas. Shot in the mid-70s a couple times already, so that's good to see. And then Braden Porty from the Denver area, and he's kind of in the same boat as Jeb. He's been in the mid-70s, and they're all working really hard. I think they're all really excited to get things going here.
Again, the fall season is kind of warm up to get you ready for the spring season. I mean, the fall is important and everything, but we'll find out who's going to play, you know, as your top dog coming up in the springtime.
Yeah, all the events are really important, but kind of like you said, the fall is just kind of there to get the guys kind of accustomed to college golf and this kind of lifestyle that they're going to live for the next 2 years while they're here, and hopefully two more years after they move on from McCook. But yeah, everyone is gearing up and getting ready to go here this week.
I think you got about five meets here in the fall, starting first. Go out to Torrington here on Thursday and Friday, EWC, and I take it you're going to see a lot of the region teams out there?
Yeah, I think pretty much all of the region teams should be there. Maybe not Central Wyoming. I know their schedule is usually a little different just with them being the westmost school and having to drive a lot of hours to the region stuff. But it'll be good to see everyone, kind of see where everyone's roster is after last year with people leaving, and see how we stack up this year.
And, of course, a couple of tournaments here right close. You got your own invite coming up late September. And then North Platte Community College, you're going to be hosting one at Lake Maloney coming up here in the month of September as well.
Yeah, I think the guys are really excited for those. Obviously, the one being here, having such a big advantage, playing probably the hardest course in the region schedule every day. That's an advantage that really no one else has. But the North Platte one, it'll be nice to kind of get a shorter drive to an event, something a little more local. So I know I'm excited for that, and the guys are excited for that too.
And I didn't flip the calendar over to early October. You have one more up in Fremont, that Nebraska Intercollegiate, for a couple of days in early October.
Yeah, I think that one will be a lot of fun. That's just with all the NAIA D3, I think. Westland will be there. But it'll be good kind of just getting to see where we stack up in the state against all those other schools.
Well, as we always talk about, Grant, with golf, you're always watching what Mother Nature has in store. You know, it's been rainy kind of the last week or so, which is after being so darn hot. So the month of September, we'll see a Mother Nature. I'm sure you'll get a mixed bag, probably a little bit of both over the next 30 days or so.
Yeah, I know I've really appreciated the break from the heat. That first couple weeks when the guys got here, it was just unbearably hot. So I know they appreciate that too. But obviously, as we get going into the schedule, we're hoping for nothing but sunny, no rain, not a lot of wind, just good conditions to go out and score in. And